everyone. My name is Alicia Mars, and I'm the Partnerships and Outreach Coordinator for the Water Since New Homes program. Today, throughout our webinar, we're going to touch on a few things. We're just going to start off briefly with what's the need for water efficiency. Then we'll move on to what is the Water Since program and a little bit more background about us as a whole. We'll transition into what the new homes portion of our program consists of. And then we'll talk about building and certifying a Water Since labeled new home. And finally, what you can do to bring Water Since labeled new homes to your community. So I'm sure that none of you have missed any of the headlines in the last, year or so about drought. So it's not going to be a huge surprise to you that our national thirst for water is increasing. And basically, between 1950 and 2000, the U.S. population doubled, while our demand on public water supply systems more than tripled. And as you can see illustrated on the map on your screen, this trend is definitely expected to continue. The map shows both the current domestic water use in each state, as well as the projected percent population change by 2030. So those states that are colored the darkest have the highest domestic water use. And you'll note that many of the states that are colored the darkest and using the most water use per capita are also those that are facing the highest projected percent population change by 2030. But it's not just our demand for water that's putting our water supply in jeopardy. EPA estimates that water and wastewater utilities will probably need to spend approximately $500 billion just to maintain our current infrastructure over the next 20 years. And this is not including what may be needed for new developments. Our demand isn't just the issue, it's also planning. And as you can see, weather patterns are changing every year. And it's not just those areas of the country that you would traditionally expect to be drought-ridden, like the arid Southwest or Texas, maybe the Southeast. Drought in the last few years has been expanding across the country in ways that we haven't really experienced before. These are just a few examples. So you'll see where Texas wasn't necessarily experiencing drought in 2007, in 2011 and other recent times has been very severe. And the Great Lakes region, which you would think of traditionally being very wet, not having water issues, have actually been experiencing quite a bit of drought. But it's not just about water. It's also moving, treating, and heating our water uses energy. So saving water also means saving energy. And no one will be surprised to know that energy costs are also increasing. And so by saving water, we can save everybody money and preserve our energy resources. As a nation, this is important because we use about 3 to 4% of our energy for water. But in California and other areas of the country, this can be a huge savings because they use about 20% of their energy statewide to move water around the state to meet their needs. At Water Since, we traditionally focus on water use at home, and that's what we're going to talk about in this webinar. We have been expanding into the commercial sector as well, though. But water used at home traditionally is about 70% inside and 30% outside the home. This can flip-flop in some areas of the country, like the arid Southwest, and people can end up using about 70% of their water outside the home to maintain landscapes that may not be traditionally seen in those areas of the country. The bathroom is the highest water user in the home. In addition to leaks, this is how the water used in your home is broken down. You'll see on the screen the pie chart. Luckily, all of the products you'll see on the screen are either labeled by WaterSense or our sister program, Energy Star. So there are ways to use less water available to everyone, and we can really cut down on these uses. Water isn't just used at home, it's also leaked. And as you saw in the last slide, leaks can amount to quite a bit of water used at home. We estimate that about 1 trillion gallons of water are lost in U.S. homes just to leaks each year. And many of those leaks are very easily fixed. That could be the ghost flushing toilet you have or that really annoying drip that you hear in the middle of the night. WaterSense actually has a week set aside each year called Fix a Leak Week, which is coming up in March, to help spread the word about leaks. So if you're interested in that, please go to our public website and learn more about Fix a Leak Week. In addition, about 50% of our water use outside the home is also wasted to inefficient watering practices, evaporation, or wind. So these are all areas that we can really concentrate on to use less water. So moving into what WaterSense is as a program, we're a voluntary partnership program and labeling program sponsored by the EPA. We're very similar to our sister program, Energy Star, which focuses on energy efficiency. efficiency, but WaterSense focuses on water efficiency. And basically, we're here to help promote simple changes that people can do at home or at work now to save water for future generations. And this can be by identifying products, new homes, and services that use water and perform well. The performance aspect of our program is really important to us, and that really hides behind the WaterSense label. A product that has earned the WaterSense label is highly efficient and high performing. The products that earn our label are at least 20% more efficient, and they've also been tested through third-party testing to certify that the products meet not only our water efficiency criteria, but performance criteria as well. We thought this was a really important aspect to the program when we created it because we wanted to get past that stigma associated with those low-flow toilets of the past that may not have been water efficient if you had to use them or flush them five times in order to get them to do what you needed them to do. The program also uses taxpayer dollars wisely because we really are utilizing a system that was already existing in the private sector through the testing and certifying that already needed to be done. So manufacturers have absorbed this cost into their research and testing, and we have licensed certifying bodies that help by certifying the products themselves. This is not something that EPA does, and they police the labels in the marketplace. So you can see on the screen a list of some of the products that can earn the WaterSense label. These are primarily used inside the home, but flushing urinals you can see in commercial buildings. You can find a list of WaterSense products on our website and search for products by manufacturer, model number, and there are thousands and thousands of WaterSense products available. You can't really walk into your local retailer like a Lowe's or Home Depot without finding WaterSense products all over the shelves. Here's just another look at that. You'll also see that New Homes is on this list. And many of the ENERGY STAR products that use water also incorporate water factors to make them water efficient as well. Another aspect to WaterSense outside of just the products is our partnerships. And we'll talk about that a lot throughout this presentation because hopefully what we'll end up with is you being able to apply to be a WaterSense partner as well. We have a variety of different WaterSense partnership categories, and you'll see all of them on the screen. I'm not going to go through each one, but really the ones that are most important to this group, I would anticipate, are the builders who would be constructing water-efficient homes, either single-family or multifamily, or units in multifamily homes. Certification providers, those would be the people or the companies that would be inspecting and labeling homes, not the individuals, so not necessarily a HERS rater, but the company that oversees them. Irrigation partners are integral to the New Homes program as well, because if you do have an irrigation system, they need to be designed or inspected or audited by irrigation partners. And then promotional partners. And this is our broadest category, but one of our most important, because they really help us spread the word about all aspects of our program. So this can incorporate home builders associations, homeowners associations, local governments, and really they're there to help support the program. So we've had many promotional partners that have been integral in helping spread the word about the New Homes program as well. So joining WaterSense, becoming a partner, really can help you set yourself apart from the crowd. Because WaterSense labeled products and homes already are standing out among the other products in the marketplace by bearing the label, consumers can recognize that product or home that you have constructed or manufactured by seeing the label, and they know that it's recognizing high performance and efficiency. You're also able to latch on to this national message of water efficiency, and it's an easy way to clearly educate consumers on the importance of saving water for future generations. That label is easy to spot, and so it makes it easy for people to find the right products or homes, and it also is just the right thing to do. Saving water is great for everybody, and it helps not just current water bills, but future generations as well. Here's just a little bit of, tooting our own horn and the efforts of our partners. Over the first 5 years of the program or so, WaterSense was able to save about 287 billion gallons of water, and that's enough water to supply all the homes in Georgia or Arizona, both drought-ridden states recently, for an entire year. Saving water also saves energy, and you can see a little bit more about the energy and money savings that have resulted from these efforts of our partners. Once you join as a WaterSense partner, you'll also, basically be linked into our WaterSense Partner Network. You'll be invited to attend partner forums and webinars like this that are geared specifically towards our partners. There are various newsletters and ways that you can find out more about what's happening with WaterSense, and of course, the social media aspect, so you can friend us or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter to keep up on what's happening in water efficiency and with WaterSense. So now we're going to move on to why you would build a WaterSense-labeled new home. WaterSense created the WaterSense New Homes program because we really saw a lack and focus of water efficiency in the national green building programs. So when we did create the New Homes program back in 2009 originally, we were the first national new home labeling program for water efficiency. Even though we were separate from other green building programs, we designed it so that we would fit in conveniently with those programs so that they could supplement and complement those green building programs like LEED or NHB and work in harmony with other programs like Energy Star or Indoor Air Plus. Homes must be inspected and certified by an independent third party to meet our criteria, and that is the same kind of thing that is associated with the products. And now, and we'll talk about this more as we move through, but it's not just for single-family new homes, which was the way the program was initially constructed. It also incorporates units in multifamily buildings, so they can be labeled as well. A home or a unit, a single-family new home or a unit in a multifamily building that earns the WaterSense label reduces water use inside the home by about 20%. It can go, water savings can be even more drastic outside the home, but that's regionally specific. Another really important part about a WaterSense labeled new home is that we do provide materials for homeowners to educate them about the water efficient aspects of their home and how they can continue to behave water efficiently in the future. WaterSense labeled new homes not only offer savings for the homeowner residing in the home, but they also encourage community infrastructure savings. So this is a way as a builder, developer, or even a promotional partner encouraging folks to build WaterSense-labeled new homes, people can really make a big difference in their community and be a steward of water efficiency for your community as well. So if you are trying to convince somebody to purchase a WaterSense-labeled new home, this is probably the best way to do it. Basically, compared to an average home, a family of four could save 50,000 gallons of water a year, which is about the equivalent of 2,000 loads of laundry, or more than $600 per year on their water, sewer, and energy bills. Now, this is just for inside the home, but these are pretty substantial savings, and they're annual. So the small incremental cost associated with, that may be associated with building a WaterSense labeled new home can be diminished over time rather quickly. I mentioned before that we established the program to work in harmony with other green building programs. And one of the ways that we did this was through our inspection and certification process, which we mirrored after our sister program, Energy Star. So if you're building already to Energy Star in their specification, I would ask your HERS rater that you're using if they know about WaterSense or can inspect your home for the WaterSense specification as well, because often they can. And if they can do it in a one-stop certification process. Many of these home energy raters or even LEED providers can also conduct the inspections as well. So you can be adding on labels, kind of like a Girl Scout or Boy Scout badge, to your home in conjunction with, say, LEED or an HB. I imagine since you're on this call, you're pretty familiar with the green building, but in case you aren't, we just want to encourage you to build green in general. The incremental cost associated with green homes has decreased pretty substantially in the recent years. And, you know, a really great example of this with WaterSense is that all WaterSense-labeled products are available at all cost points. So you can walk into, you know, one of those big retailers and find any faucet that you want almost available with the WaterSense label. So you can have the lower end or the high end. It's really not cost prohibitive anymore. And about 77% of dedicated green builders say the green building also has a positive impact on their business. So consumers see that you are making an effort to do something not only good for yourself and the homeowner, but for the community at large as well. And even though the green homes market or the housing market in general has obviously been suffering, especially since the launch of this program, we've seen that the number of green homes has actually experienced growth during the recovery. This, we think, is largely because builders are recognizing that this is a great way for them to set themselves apart in a competitive market. And because the WaterSense program is still very new, this is a great way to be one of the first builders in your community to really latch on to this and promote water efficiency in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state. Now we're going to move into a little bit more of the specifics about building a WaterSense labeled new home. I'm not going to get too deep into the technical criteria, but if you're interested, please just go to our website and you can flip through all the details in the specification. We're going to start inside the home. So for the indoor criteria, we have required items and then some optional items that need to be met if they are installed. So to start with the required items, we have a water service pressure maximum of 60 PSI. This can be pretty easily checked or verified by your water provider. We do ask that or require that the home be checked for leaks before it is sold and handed over. Surprisingly, we found that many new homes actually have a lot of leaks, even though they're brand spanking new. So this is an important aspect of the spec, even though it's somewhat surprising. Basically, any water fixture in the home that can be WaterSense labeled needs to be WaterSense labeled. So that's your toilets, your shower heads, your faucets, if there's a man cave, a urinal, those kinds of things. Other water efficient plumbing fixtures are required. And we also have requirements for an efficient hot water distribution system that I'll talk about a little bit more in a later slide. But basically, one of the things to remember with this is that if you choose to have a recirculating system, it must be demand initiated. Some of the optional items included are if the home is going to have a dishwasher or a clothes washer, and we recognize that not every new home is handed over to the home buyer with those appliances, then if it is there, they do need to be Energy Star qualified. And this goes back to what I mentioned earlier, that Energy Star does incorporate water factors into those products, and so they are water efficient as well. There's also criteria for evaporative air conditioners, water softeners, and drinking water treatment systems. So I mentioned a few times WaterSense labeled products are easy to find, and you can also find them online in our product search function. So you can see a little screenshot of this, and feel free to go onto the website and play around with it, or if you're trying to see if a product that you are already using in your construction is labeled, you can type it in here and verify it. So I mentioned before the hot water delivery system, and I just wanted to stop here briefly, because it is one of those aspects of the home that's a little bit more difficult for people to wrap their heads around, but it is very important for making it more efficient. The average home wastes more than 3,600 gallons of water a year just waiting for hot water to be delivered to the fixture. And this can be, you know, one of those aspects of your home that's actually really easy to sell, because telling a homeowner that they're not going to have to stand there on cold mornings and watch water just run down the drain while they wait for their shower to get hot is really convenient and adds to the comfortable, kind of high-efficiency, high-performing aspects of your home. This is another area of the home that wasting water is also wasting energy. So about 10 to 15% of the energy used in hot water systems is wasted through distribution losses. So shortening the distance from the water heater and the volume of water that needs to be discharged are the primary factors and the ways that you can make the system more efficient. Now, this is not a place where you can buy a WaterSense labeled hot water distribution system. This is an area of the program where you can design it to meet our criteria, and so you can do it in many ways. The only thing that you can't do is have a time or temperature-based recirculation system. We have many technical resources on our website that you can use to educate yourself about this, but I would always encourage you to contact us via our helpline if you need any sort of technical support on this section or any other section of the specification. So now we're going to move out to the outside the home. And this is where we kind of go a little bit beyond some of the other green building programs that really only focus on what's happening in the built home. And so you need to think about the outdoor landscaping design. Our criteria addresses both landscape design and irrigation. Irrigation is not required, but many areas and many new homes all have irrigation systems. So if you do, you need to meet our criteria. We wanted to make this criteria simple. We understand that a lot of builders, as I mentioned, are not really in the business of landscaping. And so we want it to be easy and not something that will prohibit them from participating in the program. It's also applicable at the national level, and so we utilize a water budget tool, which we'll see in a second, that you can plug in the zip code for the home and find out what the appropriate water use and landscape is for that area. We're setting a clear message for efficiency. As I talked about earlier, outdoor water use is really important and can be a very high percentage of the water used at home. So this is not an area of the specification that we can just skip over and still feel good about calling a home water efficient. We encourage builders to make more efficient plant and irrigation choices, and hopefully this is also informing homeowner behavior. So they're invested in their landscape and can make more efficient choices. So what we do require, and this is something that has been modified in our newly revised specification that went live on January 1st, is that the landscape is designed using our WaterSense Water Budget tool. The Water Budget tool is web-based, and you'll see a screenshot of it in a second. And you can go online right now, hopefully after this presentation, and open it up and play around with it. And basically, you'll be plugging in your zip code, as I mentioned, the landscapable area, the square footage, what you plan to landscape, and you can pick and choose or say what kind of plant types that you're going to use and what kind of high, low, medium water using plants and the irrigation type that you would be utilizing for those plants as well. You can play around with it, and it basically is helping you design a landscape that's going to be appropriate for where you live. We don't specify what type of grass is high water using or low water using. This is something that we hope that what you'll do is reach out to maybe your local water providers. They often have great plant lists or other sources. We have quite a few on our website, so feel free to poke through there. And if you have any questions about that, we can also help with that as well. Irrigation systems, as I mentioned, are not required, but if they are installed, they need to be designed or installed by a WaterSense irrigation partner. They also need to be audited by a WaterSense irrigation partner, and we have design and technology criteria. We also do allow for other water features like pools and spas or maybe a fountain or other ornamental water features, but they do cut into the turf grass allocation, and we do have criteria for those as well. So here's just a quick shot of the water budget tool. As you can see, you have a list of zones, and you can specify whether there's turf grass, ground cover, shrubs, the square footage, what kind of water demand it has, all those kinds of things. And it will help you calculate based on your specific area what is the most appropriate landscape. So, as I mentioned, the WaterSense specification for new homes was recently modified and revised to incorporate multifamily units in multifamily buildings. So now the specification applies not only to single-family new homes and townhomes, or residential units in multifamily buildings that are three stories or less in size. Those were already included, but also residential units in multifamily buildings that have independent heating, cooling, and hot water systems that are separate from other units. So in this case, the unit itself is being labeled, not the entire building. So if you are building a building and you only want to label one unit, you can do that, but we'd hope that you would choose to label more than one. So when there are units in multifamily buildings that are receiving the label, the building must also meet certain common area and outdoor criteria in order to be labeled. So even if there's only one unit in the building, it still needs to meet our criteria for, or the entire building has to meet our criteria for the laundry facilities. There's metering criteria, specific criteria that's a little bit different than for single family for outdoor pools and irrigation. And we also have some additional requirements for education and pressure loss testing. So for education in particular, we now, in addition to having a homeowner's manual template that's specific to single family new homes, we have one that builders can customize for residents in a unit that is earned the WaterSense labeled, so apartment or condo, as well as a manual for the building operator. All of these things are spelled out in more detail on our public website and in the technical section, and you can go through the WaterSense specification for new homes to learn more about all this. So now that you've got a really high-level explanation of what goes into building a new home that's earned the WaterSense label, we'll talk a tiny bit about the certification and labeling process. Once the home has been constructed, you'll need to get it inspected in order to be certified to meet our specification. When it has passed certification, you'll get a certificate, as you see here, as well. The certificate is is required, and you also have the option of receiving a sticker that you can put in the home somewhere to indicate that the home has earned the WaterSense label. The builder will give the certificate to the homeowner, provide them with the homeowner education manual that I mentioned, and any other documents that are needed, like the irrigation system schedules, et cetera. So now we're going to move on quickly to the portion of partnering and why you would want to join the WaterSense program. Basically, we've covered a lot of the perks and reasons why water efficiency is important. You'll be basically taking advantage of a new opportunity for distinction in the marketplace. We have thousands of partners nationwide, but there are not as many builders because this portion of our program is new. So you have a real opportunity to become maybe one of the first builders in your community to be a WaterSense partner and build to the WaterSense specification. We're seeing across the country a growing demand for these kinds of services, especially as people become more and more concerned about drought in areas of the country that they may not have been thinking about this before. By being a WaterSense partner, you're also going to be recognized by EPA. You can also apply to be a WaterSense Partner of the Year and receive other kinds of recognition for being a water efficiency leader in your community. And by joining with WaterSense, you're not just becoming a partner with us at EPA, you're also joining a network of WaterSense partners, and that, you know, links you up with partners like our manufacturer partners, Kohler, American Standard, Lowe's, Home Depot, and probably and hopefully the promotional partners in your community as well. So you can foster relationships and collaborate with our other partners, maybe in ways that you haven't done so before. So this is how you partner with the program, and I have it here saying builders, but really this can be applicable to many other partner categories. So we're going to walk through how the builders would become a partner. They're going to sign the partnership agreement, which you see an image of on the screen, and that can be downloaded from our website very easily. Then you construct a WaterSense-labeled new home, and each home must pass an inspection and overseen by a licensed certification provider. And we do also, if you are building homes for single-family homes in a development, there is sampling criteria. We also have sampling criteria that's specific to units in multifamily buildings as well, and you can learn more about that on the website in the specification section. When you become a WaterSense partner, no matter which partner type you are, you'll gain access to our partner website. And in that website, we have a whole suite of marketing tools and other outreach materials that you can use to promote WaterSense and water efficiency on your website. There's artwork templates that you can use to create yard signs that would be saying that you're building a WaterSense labeled new home, press release templates that you can use to send out to maybe your community newspaper or something like that to say that you have become a WaterSense partner, you're committing to build water efficiently, or maybe that you've already completed a WaterSense new home. When you become a WaterSense partner, you also gain the ability to use the WaterSense partner logo and some of our other promotional labels that you see. The little, we have some home-specific ones on the bottom of the screen, and the one that says We Build is only for use by our builder partners. So that's something that you can put, say, on your website, maybe on your business card, to indicate that you build WaterSense labeled new homes. The only thing that you need to remember with that is that it should not indicate that a home has earned the label. This is just a promotional tool to say that you're a partner and maybe a home is under construction, but it's not to be used to indicate that a home is labeled. We have text ideas for builder websites. We have a widget that many of our partners and other stakeholders use. Anybody can actually download it off the EPA website that we regularly update with general water efficiency tips from WaterSense. And when you go onto the partner site, you'll find access to all of the tools. So if you are a city government and you want to get into the builder-specific tools, you can do that. If you are a builder and you want to be involved in one of our other national campaigns like We're for Water or Fix the Leak Week, you also have access to those tools as well. So there are a lot of materials on that site. So once you gain access, feel free to explore. And if you're having problems locating them, always feel free to contact us. So just to wrap everything up, we just kind of want to bring things full circle and kind of remind you why a consumer would want to purchase a WaterSense labeled new home, because really that is what comes down to it in your bottom line. And basically, WaterSense labeled new homes are convenient, they're efficient, and the consumer can have confidence in them. So their hot water will be delivered to them faster and use less energy, which helps save money. Their landscaping will be healthy and sustainable, and it'll use less water and require less maintenance, so you can be giving them back some of their weekends and free time. And WaterSense labels products have been tested and certified for efficiency and performance, and that's the same from the products to their new homes. And really, homeowners can just feel great about themselves every time they turn the key and they get their utility bill. Hopefully, this is an example of one of the yard signs that you could potentially be putting together to put in front of a home you're constructing. But we hope this is something that you'll see in communities near you sometime soon. And this brings our presentation to the end. And here's a little bit more information. You can go, it's a link to our public website where you can, you know, find the new home section fairly easily and move around through that to learn more about what you can do to either build a WaterSense labeled new home or maybe promote one. You can always send any questions to the WaterSense helpline, and you can either email them or call them and they'll get back to you, or they'll send you straight on to one of us and we will get back to you as soon as we can.